Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早安。
I'm joining you from my home here in Manhattan.
我从在曼哈顿的家里来跟大家分享。
I enjoyed your worship service and I worshiped together with you this morning.
今天早晨我也与弟兄姊妹们一同敬拜。
We are sharing in a new season on the theme of the words of Jesus, I will build my church.
我们知道我们这段时间的主题是主的话说我要建造我的教会。
And if you'll take your Bibles, I'd like for you to see a number of scriptures as we begin today.
那我想大家能够拿起你的圣经我们一同来看几处的经文。
We'll begin with our theme scripture from Matthew 16, verse 18.
首先是马太福音16章18节我们的主题经文。
I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
This is the first mention of the church in the Gospels.
这是福音书里面第一次提到教会。
Now we look at anotherportion in Matthew 18, beginning verse 18 and 19.
我们再来看18章18节，马太福音。
Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
十八章十八节，我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意地求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
Now we want to go to the end of the Bible to Revelation chapter 1.
我们再翻到圣经的末了，启示录的第一章。
We'll read a little section from Revelation chapter 1, beginning in verse 10.
第一章第十节。
I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet saying, Write in a book what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus and Smyrna, Pergamum and Thyatira, Sardis and Philadelphia, and Laodicea.
当主日我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说，你所看见的当写在书上，达于以弗所、士美那、别加摩、推亚推拉、撒迪、菲拉铁菲、老底加那七个教会。
Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the middle of the lampstands I saw one like a son of man,clothed in a robe, reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash.
十二节，我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。
And just for context, let's go down to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 1.
我们再读一下第二章的第一节。
To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, The one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this.
第二章第一节，你要写信给以弗所的教会的使者，说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的，说。
And then one final set of verses from Ecclesiastes,Chapter 1, verses 2 through 4.
我们再读一处传道书一章二到四节。
The preacher begins by saying, Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity.
传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
What advantage does man have in all his work which he had does under the sun? A generation comes, and a generation goes, but the earth remains forever.
人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。
Let's have a brief prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your precious word.
主，我们感谢你宝贵的话语。
We know you build your church as your word is spoken.
我们知道你说出话来要建造你的教会。
But we need the power of the Holy Spirit to take that word and build us up into Christ.
我们也需要圣灵来使用主你的话来建造我们，把我们建造在基督里。
Help us by the Spirit to see your hand building the church as we fellowship together.
当我们一同交通的时候，求主让我们看见圣灵的手在其中。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉耶稣宝贝的名求。
Amen. So we're speaking on this matter of I will build my church.
我们讲到这个主题，我要建造我的教会。
This is a promise Jesus has given to us.
这是主给我们的应许。
But when we look across the world, we see so many churches throughout the world that are man-made, both large and small, holy and worldly.
但是如果我们看我们在周遭，我们这些世上各样的教会，无论是大是小，无论是有的很属世，有的很属天，但很多都是人手所造的。
Now we thank God.That there's a remnant of faithful servants and saints around the world where the Lord is building his church as they hold the testimony of Jesus, sometimes even with persecution.
但是我们感谢主，他存留他的余民在各处，还有在那里建造他的教会，来为耶稣做见证。
But over the years, many churches have hired professional ministers.And they preach how to build the church using worldly standards to what the Lord would never call the body of Christ.
但是很遗憾，有许多的地方，他们好像请一些专业的人来建造教会，但是可能在主那里，主说这不是我的身体。
Today there are many religious organizations that call themselves the church.
甚至我们知道很多的宗教机构如今称他们自己是教会。
But we know that the Lord is the one who's building his real church.
但只有主一位，他在建造他自己的教会。
Why is it that the church has fallen into such a condition?
为什么教会堕落到如今这样的光景？
Martin Luther wrote a book in his beginning of his ministry many years ago.
许许多多年前，马丁·路德写了一本书。
It was called...The Babylonian Captivity of the Church.
就叫做被掳到巴比伦的教会。
Now he had in mind that Roman Catholic Church that he had been a part of through the centuries.
他知道那时候他所在的这个罗马天主教的教会。
And what he was saying is that the church has been captured by the world.
他就看到这个教会已经被掳到世界里去。
The church was expressing the world's culture, even the world's spirit.
教会是在发表世界的想法，甚至世界的灵。
But our burden is to see the Lord recover his living church, even as he perfects his bride.
而我们的负担就是要看主来恢复他的教会，来成为他的心腹。
When we read the Word of God, we see that God has eternal plans and purposes in mind for the church.
我们读神的话就知道神他有永远的计划和永远的旨意为着他的教会。
It's true he takes fallen and broken people, but he joins them together by the saving work of Christ.
是的，他所拣选的人都是堕落也是破碎的人，但是他照着他的恩典把他们召聚在一起。
He gathers together people into this temporary tent of a church on earth, but is transforming them into an eternal, glorious church.
把他们招聚在教会这个地上临时的帐篷里，但是他要做的工作是要改变，使他们成为那天上荣耀的教会。
And the Lord is building his church on earth right now.
所以今天主就在地上建造他的教会。
But brothers and sisters, what if we, like so many other churches, lose our vision and purpose and goals?
弟兄姊妹们，我们是否会像其他许多的教会一样，失去我们的目标，失去我们的这个意向？
We remember how Proverbs says, without a vision, the people perish.
我们知道箴言里告诉我们，没有意向，民就放肆。
And even though many people would build these institutions called the church carelessly, Paul tells us how important it is to build according to the Lord's way.
事实上，许多的教会或者是这些宗教机构在那里建造，但是保罗告诉我们要按着神、按着山上的样式来建造。
And so we read two verses from 1 Corinthians where Paul is exhorting the church as it is being built.
所以我们来看两处的经文，首先在哥林多前书。
In 1 Corinthians 3 verses 10 and 11.
哥林多前书三章十十一节
He says, according to the grace of God which was given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building on it. But each man must be careful how he builds on it. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
哥林多前书三章十节，我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
Without a clear vision of the church, we will start falling away from God's will.
如果我们没有一个关于教会清晰的意向，我们就会从神的这个建造的旨意中失去。
When we read the book of Acts, does not your heart stir that we might be such a church as is described there?
弟兄姊妹们，你们读《使徒行传》的时候，您的心岂没有被感动吗？你也愿意成为那个当时教会当中的一份。
The early church so beautifully carried the testimony of Jesus.
因为他们那时候是如此的美丽，来彰显耶稣的见证。
We remember this precious verse from Acts chapter 2 and verse 42.
我们记得在二章四十二节这一个很美好的经文。
It says, And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers.
那里说他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、拨饼、祈祷。
These early Christians had no blueprint of how to build the church, but in fact the church was being built in their midst.
我们知道这些早期的基督徒并没有一个蓝图说要如何来建造教会，但实际上教会就在他们那里得着了建造。
Every time somebody was saved, the church was being built.
每一次有人得救，教会就得着建造。
Then everyone who was saved, the Lord filled with the Holy Spirit.
而凡得救了，就被圣灵所充满。
And these believers, as they gathered together, the new wine of the new covenant could be seen in their midst.
而当他们一同聚集的时候，这个新酒，这个新约就在他们当中得着彰显。
And the Lord created new organic wineskins.For that new wine to dwell by the Holy Spirit.
然后主就借着圣灵在他们当中造就了这个新的皮带来盛装这个新酒。
Now these churches were not perfect. They were only a tent on this world.
即使这些教会也不是完美的，因为我们知道教会不过是地上的这个帐篷。
We know from the scriptures that they were temporary and they had many problems.
我们知道他们是暂时的。并且也有许多的问题。
And yet the church was holy. It was a unique, organic life.
但是他们是这样的独特，是有这样有机的生命的充满。
And the church was unlike any human worldly organization system, or religion.
并且与一切的人的机构、宗教都不相同。
Today, as we continue to talk on building the church, I have a burden, to share that something that affects the whole building work of the Lord.
那我今天的负担就要讲到有一个关乎这个神建造工作的。
And the scripture that came to me to share these things was these verses we read in Ecclesiastes.
那就是我们刚刚读到的箴言里面的话，传道书里的话。
Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. What advantage does man have in all his work which he does under the sun?
传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？
Now we know that King Solomon wrote this book.
我们知道所罗门王写的这本书。
But he wrote it probably after he had backslidden.
那我们知道他写书的时候可能是已经他是退后的时候。
As he became older, his wives took him away from Jehovah, and he even built idol worship temples.
当他年老的时候，他的妻子们把他带离了跟随主的道路，他们甚至为那些外邦的神建造殿宇。
At that time, he was perhaps the richest man in the world.
那时候他可能是世上最富有的人。
He had built great buildings.
并且他也建了很多美好伟大的建筑。
He had amassed a great wide kingdom.
他也有一个很大的国家。
And he still had a wisdom given him from God.
并且他还有神给他的智慧。
But now, it was only a wisdom of this world.
但是我们要说，这个智慧这时候只是一个属世的智慧。
This book describes 12 times that the wisdom that came from Solomon was now restricted to that wisdom that was under the sun. In other words, worldly.
有十二次说到这个所罗门王这时候的智慧是在日光之下的智慧，换句话说就是属世的智慧。
What had Solomon lost?
所以所罗门失去了什么呢？
He had lost his vision of the kingdom of God.
就是他失去了神的国的那个意象。
This was and used to be the horizon of everything he did.
这就成了他的一个视野。
Oh, there was a heaven as well as an earth.
之前他的视野里面他能够看到天也看到地。
There was a God who was ruling over the heavens and the earth.
之前有神在这个天在这个地里掌权。
But now, his horizons have been lost.
但如今他的这个视野失去了。
And his kingdom was only a human kingdom under the sun.
如今他的国只是一个日光之下人的国。
The point is, we need a horizon to give us a larger overall viewpoint.
所以这里的关键就是我们都需要一个更大的视野。
A horizon gives us a full perspective needed in order to interpret the things close around us.
我们需要一个更大的视野来明白这些发生在我们身边的事。
As an example, when we go and work, we need a larger horizon to give us the motive to where we're going, what we're building, what promotions we can expect.
举一个例子来说，我们都去上班，但就是这件事情，我们也需要一个更大的视野来明白我们为什么做这些，我们为什么要得到这，我们要得到什么。
Before we invest our finances, we need a larger vision and plan of what our investments are intended to do.
就是我们如果做投资，我们也要知道有一个更大的视野，这个投资能够带来什么，它是在一个什么大的环境当中。
See, if we know the horizon and the end goal of our investments, then we can make them wisely.
所以如果只有我们有这个更大的视野，看到这个远处的，看到这个事情的结局，我们现在的决定才能够是有智慧的。
Now the point is that churches need that larger horizon.
所以我想所说的就是教会也需要一个更大的视野。
Now here we are, just a local church of a few hundred people here in New York.
我们知道我们是这个地方的一个几百人聚集而已的教会。
But our horizon must be the universal church of all those believers, both in heaven and on earth, and what God is doing.
但是我们的视野里要包括天，包括地，包括这个宇宙性，这个普世性的教会，要明白神要教会来做的事。
Now we saw in Solomon that he'd lost his horizon of the kingdom of God because of riches, because of pleasures, because of sexual desires.
但是我们看到所罗门他就失去了这个视野，因着他的财富，因着他享乐的事，因着甚至他这个性上面的这些娱乐。
But summing all these things up, what did he say? Vanity of vanities.
所以当他来总结的时候，他能说什么呢？他说虚空的虚空。
Now that word, hefel, which is translated vanity, actually it means vapors, vapors. It's just all vapors.
这个虚空的虚空，这个原文乃是想到像这个蒸汽一样就消散了，消散了，都消散。
How we need a horizon.
所以我们是何等的需要一个视野。
As a matter of fact, our whole country seems to be going through a season right now of vapors, of anxiety, frustrations, depression, because we've lost our horizon.
就是我们的国家现在好像也在这个虚空的虚空里面，在这些消极、堕落，在这些沮丧、压抑的抑郁的这些情形当中，因为这个国家失去了这个视野。
You know, America can no longer be America if it's lost its American dream.
美国就不再成为美国，如果它没有这个美国梦。
If we have no larger goals, a quest for freedom, and to live and to worship as we want.
如果我们没有这个动力，这个目标，来有自由的来敬拜。
But if we lose those larger visions, we become very short-circuited and narrow, and our goals become selfish materialism.
那如果我们失去了这样的视野，我们就成为了非常短视的这个物质主义的人。
But how about the horizon of our church?
那讲到教会，我们的视野又是什么？
Do we see our church against a large background of the fullness of Christ?
我们是否看到这个各样的人的背景，看到这个基督的丰富？
Do we see the church in terms of our heavenly hope?
我们是否又看到神为我们预备的这个在属天的一个盼望？
Against the bride and his perfection?
虽然有各样的这些玷污各样的不完美。
Think about it. If the church loses its horizon, how can we press toward the mark?
但是我们却看到，但是否还看到这个心腹的意象？如果我们都失去了这些，那教会它的特性又是什么？
If there's no higher goals, if there's no bigger purpose,
如果没有更高的这个目标，没有更高的这个旨意，
if there's no treasures,we lay up in heaven. If there's no rewards we can look for.
如果我们在天上没有财宝，如果没有这个奖赏，我们在等候。
When we lose the horizon, the church becomes a worldly church like Solomon.
如果我们失去这些视野，我们所得着的不过是所罗门所得着的那样世上的一个东西。
And in the word of God, we can see in the church of the last days, the church of Laodicea.The church had become a church with no horizon.
主的话在他论到老底家的教会的时候，他也讲到，就是一个教会没有视野的情形。
Well, Laodicea thought it was rich and increased, but had no idea it was poor and blind and naked.
老底家的教会自以为富足，却不知道他们是贫穷、瞎眼、刺身的。
Now, in speaking of this horizon in the background, I want to apply this principle to the last principle we studied on our last message.
所以讲到这个教会所拥有的视野，我也想重复一下上次我所提到的一个原则。
I don't know if you remember, but I said I wanted to speak on seven principles of building the church.
不知道大家还记得吗？我提到过教会的建造有七个原则。
Last time I spoke on the first principle, which I call the coordinating principle.
那上次我就提到第一个，那我也把它称之为这个协调的原则。
Here it is. Any building of the Lord must be done both in heaven and earth at the same time. The work is always being done in both places.
就是说，神建造他的教会一定是同时在天上在地上同时发生了建造。
Now, Jesus revealed this mystery to his disciples very early in his ministry.
主耶稣在他很早期的服事就向门徒们阐明了这一点。
He prayed for the Father's will to be done and the kingdom to come both on earth as it is in heaven.
他在主祷文里说，父啊，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
I wonder if you've ever thought about this fact, that every time something is built here on earth, there's also something that is being built in heaven.
对，不知道大家有没有意识到，凡在地上所建造的时候，在天上同时也有一个建造发生。
This makes building the church a heavenly work as well as an earthly one.
所以建造教会既是一个属天的工作，也是一个属地的工作。
And that's one reason we must say only the Lord can build his church.
所以我们明白这一点，我们就知道唯有主能建造他的教会。
Only the Lord is there in heaven building and still also here on earth through his Holy Spirit.
只有主能够在天上建造他的教会，然后同时在地上借着他的圣灵建造他的教会。
You know, every time one of our beloved brothers or sisters goes on through death, they come into the great building work that's being done in heaven.
大家知道吗？每一次我们有我们所爱的弟兄姊妹们啊，离世归主，他们就到了那个天上荣耀的建造里面去。
They become part of the Father's house that has been prepared for them.
他就到了父为他们所预备的那个家那里。
But we are asked to cooperate with the Lord as he builds his church.
那我们也被要求来与主来同工来建造这个教会。
But as you can see, how can we build this heavenly and earthly work without a heavenly vision?
所以你看到，如果没有一个属天的意象，我们如何能够建造这个天上地上的教会？
We need this horizon to see that it's also a heavenly work.
所以我们需要这个视野来看到这是一个天上也在发生的工作。
Let me give you a few examples of what I mean.
那我想用一些例子来解释。
Now we know that Paul received his heavenly vision and his horizon of Christ when he saw Christ on the road to Damascus.
我们知道保罗在他去大马色的路上，他就看到了这个属天的异象和关于耶稣基督的视野。
But he also began to see at that moment how the Lord's church is born and built.
但同时他也看到这个教会是如何诞生，如何被建造的。
And when we read Paul's epistles,
我们读保罗的书信，
we notice something very unique.
我们看到很特别的一点。
I think you've noticed that most of his epistles are written clearly in two sections.
我想大家可能也注意到，大部分保罗的书信，他的写作都可以分为两部分。
At the beginning of Ephesians or Colossians or Philippians, he shares the horizon of the greatness of Christ.
那比如说，以弗所书、哥罗西书、腓立比书。他一开始都讲到关于耶稣这个极大的视野。
He reveals to us the horizon of Christ and of his eternal purpose.
他向我们启示阐明关于耶稣的这个视野以及他永远的旨意。
Then, in the second half, he comes down and shares the practical ways that this building of the church is affecting us as saints.
然后在书信的后半部，他就会提到具体的、实际的，如何这个建造的教会影响到我们每一个人、我们的生活。
It's as if he's saying, now our life together in fellowship on this earth needs to be shaped by the horizon of this large Christ overall.
换句话说，他好像在说， 我们在这地上团体交通的这个生活，需要照着天上的这个意象。
He even defines the church in Colossians as Christ in all and as all.
他在哥罗西书中，他也这样称教会，他这样来定义教会，就是基督在一切，在凡事之中，又在凡事之上。
But then he shares very practically how we're to share the gospel in light of that horizon.
然后他就会很实际的来说，借着这样的意象，我们如何来传福音？
How important it is to love the brethren. How important it is to be a family with that large horizon. How important it is to use our gifts and ministries, according to that large horizon.
他给我们这样大的这个视野，然后又来告诉我们说，我们如何运用这个视野来彼此相爱，如何来建立这个属神的家庭。
Let me take a second example from the book of Revelation.
那我再举第二个例子，在启示录。
Now, I just read those few verses in the first and second chapter of Revelation to show something.
我刚刚只是简短的提到一章、二章中的几节经文。
You see, when John saw that heavenly vision, his horizon expanded.
当约翰看到这个异象，他的视野就被扩大。
In chapter 1, he turned around and saw the mighty Son of God in glorious strength.
他转过身来，他就在看到这个异象，就是人子带着极大的能力显现。
But what else did he see?
那他还看到了什么？
He saw that the Lord in heaven had the lampstands around him, and he was working on those lampstands, which are the churches down on earth.
就是他看到人子乃是在七个金灯台中间行走，并且在那里做工，在这些金灯台，而这些金灯台就是地上的教会。
So there's the Lord in heaven interceding, working, creating these lampstands of gold.Filling them with oil, clipping their wicks in order to shine brightly.
那这位在天上的主，他乃是在这里代为这个地上的这个教会，就是这些金灯台来祈求、来做工、来修剪，好让他们来发出这个亮光。
If we saw the church as Jesus sees the church in heaven, how it would change our understanding.
如果我们看教会的这个视野，能够像主耶稣看教会的那个视野一样，实在我们要被何等的改变。
But then after seeing this great vision of Christ in chapter 1, we come to chapters 2 and 3.
约翰看到这个关于人子的意象之后，我们来到了第二、第三章。
And there, the Lord is giving them practical advice on commending them and correcting them.On giving them areas that they need to repent.
我们就看到主耶稣给了一些很实际的这个教导，关于这些教会得着称赞的或者需要改变的。
But you remember, it's all in light of who he is.
而这些都是在主耶稣所示的这个光中。
So you remember, we read, he said that a church of Ephesus,
我们记得我们所读到的写给以弗所书的教的信。
You have seen the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who holds the seven golden lampstands. Now you see that. Now I tell you this. You've left the horizon of your first love.
他那封信里面乃是说到，哦，以弗所的教会啊，你们看过、见过那位右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的那一位，但是如今你们失去了那个视野，就是起初的爱。
And so to each of the seven churches, out of the vision of who Christ is, Christ brought them to their lost horizon and asked them to repent and recover that which they once had.
所以写给七封教会的书信就是告诉他们，你们看过这个耶稣基督的异象，但如今你们失去了一部分的视野，你们需要悔改恢复。
Again, the church is being built on earth and heaven at the same time.
所以我们就明白，同时间教会被建造在天上，也被建造在地上。
When we turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, we even notice another example of this.
如果我们翻到三章十节、十一节，我们还看到一个例子。
Now Paul is talking about the horizons of Christ.
这里保罗讲到
In verse 10 and 11, he says, to the intent that now under the principalities and powers in the heavenlies might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Where's the verse?
3, 10, and 11, Ephesians.
以弗所书的三章十节，这里保罗告诉我们，为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
Now here we are down on earth being built together by the Lord's grace.
如今我们是在地上靠着主的恩典得蒙建造。
But meanwhile up in heaven we're also on display.
但是我们同时知道在天上我们是要被显出来。
And the principalities and powers are seeing the wisdom of God through the church in heaven while we're here on earth.
是天上执政的掌权的他们能看到在天上就看到 而其实他们所看到的是我们地上教会。
So this matter of building the church is so much larger than just us getting together on any Sunday.
所以我们就要明白这个视野是比我们你只是想我们每个主日在这里一起聚集一下比这个更大的。
And let's just give one final example that we read from Matthew chapter 18.
那我们最后再看一个例子是在马太福音的十八章。
I'm sure you've seen this already.
我想大家可能也已经明白。
In verse 18, the Lord says, Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
18章18节，我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
So there's a corresponding work.
所以我们再次看到，这是一个协调的这个工作。
If in prayer we bind something on earth, they bind it in heaven.
如果我们在祷告中在地上捆绑，那在天上也要捆绑。
Then listen to verse 19.
我们再看第
一
节。Again,
then I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
And so Jesus is saying, now when two of you are harmonized together by the Holy Spirit and agree in prayer,
所以主在这里说，如果有两位在那里靠着圣灵，你们有同心有在那里同心合意的求什么?
Strangely you will find, as you two are together in my name, I am there in the midst, doing that which you have asked.
然后你就要很奇妙的发现,当你们在那里奉我的名这样子聚集的时候,我就在那里与你们同工。
So we see that the church's building work must have a horizon beyond just an earthly view.
所以我们实在盼望能看到这个视野,就是教会的建造是远超地上的这个世界。
The church is not about the outward wineskins, it's about the wine.
并且教会不关乎这个外在的这个皮带,而是关乎它所盛装的这个酒。
Many people see that the problem of the church is the way it's built from an earthly point of view.
有很多人来看教会的问题就说这是教会的这个组织是有什么问题。
They say, now, if we could meet according to the New Testament pattern, with the elders and the deacons, and we had the table once a week, if we did that, then everything would be fine.
那他们说那很简单我们就去看使徒行传里面初期的教会是怎么样你有长老有执事有每周的这个主的饼杯那就好了。
But brothers and sisters, you know the truth today is that there are many assemblies that exist with a so-called New Testament pattern, and yet they're dead, and there's no wine.
但是弟兄姊妹们， 但实际上，我们看到今天有很多的教会，他们都说他们有这个新约教会的这个样式，但是他们却是死的，却是没有盛装那个酒的。
You'll remember when the Lord spoke the parable of the wineskin. He wasn't talking about the wineskin. He was talking about the new wine.
我们记得主讲到这个酒和皮带的这个比喻的时候，他的所要讲的不是关乎这个皮带，乃是关乎那个酒。
What the Lord wants is people who bear that testimony of Jesus with new and living wine. And for these such people, he will create a wineskin in which they can stand.
是的，主所讲的是他要使他的他要召聚这些人来盛装这个新又新又活的这个酒，而在他们的盛装的时候，主就会来建造这个皮带来彰显。
Now, by the grace of God, I would like to share a second principle in the building of the church.
那靠着主的恩典，我也想分享第二个建造教会的原则。
And you will immediately see that this also demands a wider horizon.
那你也马上要看到这个原则也需要一个更宽广的视野。
This is what I call the transcendent principle.
我称这个原则叫做超越的原则。
The building of the church must be vitally related to the much larger universal and eternal work that Christ is doing.
就是我们建造教会一定要联系上主在这个宇宙性的所做的事以及在永远里面所做的。
We must not think that the Lord is only building his church, as wonderful as that is.
我们要明白主的工作不只是在建造教会，虽然这也很好。
I'd like to read those few verses from Colossians chapter 1 regarding the size and the purposes of Christ.
我想读一下哥罗西书一章的话，来明白主的工作是何等的大。
I'd like to read from verse 15 right through verse 20.
从十五节开始
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
哥罗西书一章十五节，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首先的，是被在一切被造的以先。
For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible, invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities.All things have been created through him and for him.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一切都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
He is also head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him.And through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
So as the church is being built, it is to be fit into this larger horizon of Christ all in everything.
所以我们讲到教会一定也要联系上这个更大的基督所做的事。
As the church is built, basically, Christ is our horizon.
换句话说，我们建造教会这个视野其实就是基督。
Christ is so much bigger than the church.
基督是比教会大许许多多。
And so the church's testimony is not about herself, but it's proclaiming Christ's all-sufficiency.
所以教会的见证不是在见证他自己，乃是在见证基督是全足全丰的。
The church's most important thing is not to build an earthly wineskin and be concerned about the building and the Sunday school and all of the mechanics, but to have the wineskin of the wine of Christ among us.
地上的这个皮带, 无论是这个建筑, 或者是里面, 这个所提, 主日学, 或者所提供任何的东西, 乃是要见证它里面所盛装的这个酒。
Now there's a wide horizon, isn't it? The church is on earth for the purpose of shining Christ to the world.
所以你看到这个更广大的这个视野, 教会, 乃是要让这个世界彰显基督。
Let's just mention a few other things that this transcendent principle applies.
我想再提到几个例子来关乎这个超越的原则。
Now, second, we must see that the church is being built within the horizon of the kingdom of God.
但是我们要比第一点，我们要看到教会的建造是连上这个国度的。
Now, the kingdom of God is larger than the kingdom.
这个神的国度是比国度更大。
But the church is vitally connected as the realm of the kingdom as it's revealed right now here on earth.
Oh, 教会就连上了这个神的国度如今在地上的这个疆界。
The church is to see that it's a multitude of saints to be under the rule of God and under his Christ.
教会是什么?就是 教会就是有一般的人,他们如今是在基督和神的这个掌管权柄之下。
And the church has been given the keys to the kingdom to show the power of the reign of Christ in his name, with his keys, with his authority.
并且如今教会奉耶稣的名被给予了这个天国的钥匙来彰显他的权柄。
Oh, this horizon of the kingdom of God was lost by Solomon, but may we see it as we live our lives together in the church.
Oh, 这个神的国的这个视野所罗门失去了,但是如今我们活着的时候,我们能否得回来?
A third transcendent matter that's connected to the church.
然后另外一个与这个教会相连的,
as we will soon discover studying in the book of Romans,
我们如果一同查考罗马书就很快要发现,
the church's destiny is wrapped up with Israel.
就是教会的这个终极, 它之后要发生的其实与以色列人有相连。
We are involved with its discipline, with its recovery, with its salvation, and its very destiny.
因为那里讲到关乎以色列人的这个管教,
you remember how Paul speaks of this great horizon of an olive tree.
我们记得保罗也讲到,教会也讲到那棵橄榄树。
By the grace of God, we've been grafted in as wild branches into this beautiful olive tree.
靠着神的恩典,我们这些野橄榄枝如今被接到了那一棵美好的橄榄树上。
But it is actually Israel's olive tree.
当然也要知道,
but their branches have been broken off by blindness and disobedience. But we are connected and we need to be praying for this, for the, them to have their eyes open to their Messiah.
但如今我们接,被接上,我们也需要来祷告使他们的眼睛能够打开来看到他们的弥赛亚。
Paul says, if the breaking off of Israel's branches brought grace to us, how much more will it be when Israel is grafted back into her olive tree?
保罗告诉我们,这些以色列这些枝子被折下的时候,乃使我们能够被接上,但是当我们被接上又能够带来何等大的这个 这个祝福。
One day we will be joined with all Israel in the New Jerusalem to come.
因为有一天我们要与以色列人一起在新耶路撒冷里。
And then a fourth matter of great transcendence.
然后第四个关于这个超越的原则。
The church is being built right now with the horizon of the coming of the Lord and the millennium.
就是教会今天的建造是与主的回来与千禧年的国度相关的。
And so as the church is being built, Jesus asks us to watch and pray and be ready for his coming.
所以当我们建造教会的时候，主要我们警醒祷告，为着他的回来。
We're wanting to see the greater fulfillment through the church as we pray for his return.
然后借着教会的祷告，使他回来能够来个成就。
As we grow as a church, yet we need to look and look for our rewards and the coming of the judgment seat when all will be made right.
我们在这里长进的一个目的，乃是当他显现的时候，我们得着奖赏，我们得着这个赏赐，也是看到主把使一切都回到这个正常正确。
Very soon, his millennial kingdom will come, and this whole earth will be transformed by his glory.
很快，他的千年的国度要来，这个地也要被他的荣耀所改变。
This is a horizon that gives us great hope.
这实在是一个视野，能够给我们极大的盼望。
But you know, in the scriptures, the fifth horizon is very important for the church as well.
然后圣经里面还告诉我们有第五个很重要的关于这个视野。
The scriptures make it clear that God's purposes cannot be fulfilled until there comes a day of great judgment upon that which is evil.
就是神的旨意要完全的成就，一定是有那一天，就是在神的日子，他神的审判要来审判一切的罪恶。
And so here's the church on earth. We need to stand and be faithful with Jesus Christ, even through persecution.
所以教会在地上要忠心于主的托付，即使是在逼迫的里面。
Because Jesus right now is being hated, is being blasphemed throughout the world.
因为在这世上，耶稣他是被世人所恨所亵渎的。
But we have this horizon. One day every knee shall bow and every name confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all.
但是我们有这个视野，知道有一天万膝要跪拜，万口要承认耶稣基督是主。
We need to stand faithful to the Lord even in persecution right now, even the faithful martyrs.
就是在今天我们要向主来忠心，甚至我们也知道有人为此殉道。
We are called, even in this day, our calling is to be kings and priests before the Lord.
我们知道我们今天的呼召乃是在主面前做君王做祭司。
Paul tells us that we're in preparation to become judges of angels in the millennium to come.
保罗还告诉我们，我们也是在预备在千禧年的国度里面，我们要来审判天使。
And we know and believe that one day the enemies, both in the heavenlies and the wicked rulers of this earth, will be judged and destroyed, and our Lord vindicated for his love for all mankind.
所以我们也知道有一天神的仇敌，无论是那天上的还是在这地上的，他们要被审判，要被毁灭，神要为他所爱的百姓伸冤。
I'll mention just two more of these larger dimensions.
那我要在这个平面再提到两点。
This is strange to those who don't know the Lord.
这对于那些不认识主的来说是很奇怪的。
But the church as it's being built must be built under the horizon of the cross.
就是教会的建造是在十字架的这个视野底下建造。
You know, the Lord gathers his churches together and the Lord blesses them.
我们知道主聚集我们成为教会，他也祝福。
But in the midst of the blessing, sometimes we might lose our horizon and become proud and exalt our human leaders and look for success in terms of numbers.
但是在这个祝福当中，有时候我们就失去了这个视野，我们在那里骄傲，无论说我们在高举人，或者我们在高举，比如说我们有多少人一同聚会。
But just like Solomon, without the cross, we lose sight of our purpose, and all becomes vanity of vanity.
但是如果我们失去了这个十字架的视野，就好像所罗门一样，这些都要成为虚空的虚空。
Here is a great church, a church that boasts only in the cross.
如果这个教会，他夸口只夸口十字架。
A church is precious when the gathering of God's people have laid their lives down before the Lord.
教会的宝贵乃是在于里面的人，他们为着主把他们的生命舍了。
Such a horizon of the cross is necessary as we grow as the church.
所以教会要长大，需要这个十字架的视野。
And then finally, the seventh dimension I would mention.
那第七个这个维度我要提到的。
Is what will happen in the day of God.
就是在神的日子要发生什么。
Our horizon, even though right now we're just an earthly tent, imperfect.
虽然如今我们不过是在地上的一个帐篷，并且是不完美的。
But in the day of God, all that is mortal shall put on immortality, all that is natural shall put on the spiritual.
但是在神的日子，那要毁坏，那要朽坏的，要穿上不朽坏的，那属肉体的，属要被改变。
The new Jerusalem shall come down to earth full of the Lord's glory.
那天上的耶路撒冷要降下来，满有神的荣耀。
We will be part of that new Jerusalem.
那我们也要成为这新耶路撒冷的一部分。
When we speak of the building of the church,
当我们讲到教会的建造,
all that brothers and sisters have done for the Lord.
所有的弟兄姊妹们，你们都为主有劳苦。
All the fruit they have borne, all the souls they have saved.
你们所结的果子，你们所拯救的灵魂。
All their suffering, all of their ministry.
你们为主所受的苦，为主所摆上的。
Right now, those are placing precious stones and pearls into the new Jerusalem.
如今这些都在那里做成那些宝石，做成那些珍珠，放在新耶路撒冷里。
Nothing that is done now in the name of the Lord will be forgotten, but all that is done for him will be found there in the new Jerusalem.
如今你奉主名所做的都不会被忘记，你因为都一一的被放在了新耶路撒冷。
And in the final analysis, in the New Jerusalem, we'll be gathered together with the Jews before our great Savior and Messiah, and we will become his willing bondservants forever and ever as the Lord takes us in eternity and his expanding universe.
那在那一天，在新耶路撒冷里面，我们要与犹太人一同聚集，聚集在我们的神，我们的救主，我们的弥赛亚的面前，我们都要成为他甘心的仆人，在那里赞美敬拜他。
Now, when we think of this horizon over which the church is being built, how overwhelming it really is.
所以当我们思想到教会建造的这个视野，实在是令我们难以想象。
How great is the horizon of our Christ?
因为基督他是何等的大。
Oh, listen, there's too many churches that are under the sun.
哦，今天有太多的教会是在日光之下。
They're using worldly methods and revealing worldly motives and living in worldly sins and pride.
他们用属地的方法来彰显的不过是属地的文化，属地的骄傲，甚至属地的罪。
True heavenly vision puts us under restraint, and we cannot do as all the rest are doing.
那属天的意象要辖制我们，我们不能去跟随这些属地的事。
You know, it's not our job to judge other churches and other wineskins because we'll find in all of those churches somehow some true overcomers within.
当然这不是我们的职分去论断其他的教会，其他的这些皮带，因为就是在各地样的教会当中也可能有那些真正得胜的人。
Even here in Manhattan in these days, there are some old wineskin churches with those big old buildings.
就是今天在曼哈顿，在一些好像已经很古老的皮带里面，就是那些有很古老教堂的这些教会里。
But the Lord has poured out his new wine among some of these saints, and they're seeing something of the horizon of Christ.
我们都看到主好像有把他这些新酒在倾倒下来在他的圣徒当中，让他们重新看到这个视野。
Brothers and sisters, if the Lord has given us this burden to see him build his church at CBM,
弟兄姊妹们，主给我们这个意象，要看到主在 CBM 建造他的教会。
Maybe a place to start is the pray that the Lord would increase our horizon.
那我想，我们首第一个我们应当可以有的反应，就是祷告，求主给我们看到这个更大的视野。
To see the beauty of what he is building.
来看到他所建造的是何等的美丽。
To discover how he is building us together here on earth.
来明白他是如何在地上把我们建造在一起。
To see him trimming the wick in the lampstand, our golden lampstand here at CBM.
让我们看到哦主他是在修剪 CBM 这个金灯台在那里修剪这个灯。
And even,where we need to repent.
也让我们看到，所以我们应当在何处悔改。
Give us vision of a church where Christ is all. Give us vision of horizons in our call. Holy Spirit, open up our eyes to behold.The beauty of the Lord.
求主给我们这个意象。
Oh Lord, your horizon is so large.
Oh, 主你的视野是何等的广大。
When we see it, we see how faulty is our foolish earthly building work.
我们看到了就明白我们这些属地的建造的工作是何等的残缺。
But we hold on to your promise. You will build your church here on earth as it is in heaven.
当我们抓住你的应许，你要建造你的教会在地上，如同在天上。
Oh, give us vision to see Christ as all in our church.
给我们这个意象，看到教会是被你所充满的。
Give us a horizon, Lord.That will make sense of all the things going on among us.
给我们这个视野来使我们明白我们周遭所发生的事。
Oh, we praise you, Lord, for your great mercy and grace to us.
哦，主，我们赞美你，为着你给我们极大的怜悯和恩典。
And we pray humbly before you in Jesus' precious name.
在我们谦卑的在你面前祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。